what I do. I say, woo, when I know Kurt Wagner's going to be in.
He brings that sort of emotion out. Kurt Wagner is the star over at TVShowPatrol.com. If you like your TV, visit TVShowPatrol.com. How are you, Kurt? It's been a few weeks since we've seen you.
It has. I missed you
tremendously. They just announced the new cast for Dancing with the Stars, and I'm not exaggerating. They list all of them. Are there 16 of them? And I know four. I know who four of the stars are out of the 16.
I only care about one.
Oh, which one is
it?
Is
it the first one?
The former Olympian.
One. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the all athletes edition of Dancing with the Stars.
Now, why would they do it that way?
Because they've always had like one or two, maybe three athletes per season.
Right.
And this time they just decided, hey, let's just do all athletes.
And it's a quick season, correct?
I think so. Yeah, it starts April 30th, so the only thing I know.
Less episodes than in other years. But you would think, like, for somebody who's not a huge fan of sports, that would be a turnoff. Why wouldn't they go a little more diversified?
Maybe they feel there's enough people in here.
All right, well, Mary's the one who watches it all the time. I have never seen a lick of it, but will this make you watch more or less that they're all athletes? Okay, thank you, Mary.
Nope. Mary refuses to comment. You can talk to her lawyer, Wendy.
But I don't. I think you're just. I don't know that you care so much about their occupation. You care about just watching someone dance, right?
Well, come on. What did you just get done saying?
I just want to see Tanya Harding.
Exactly. So Tanya Harding, I would say, is the biggest. Oh, I'm going to see what she does.
She was a great ice skater, although in a weird way, not as graceful maybe as some other people.
She was very athletic.
Yes,
and very. I think she was the first one to land the triple.
Yes,
one of the triple ones in competition.
Yes, she was a triple.
And
something.
A long time before the next person did, I think too.
Yeah,
but then she wasn't able to ever do it again.
Wendy did an eighth of a Lutz before the show. Just a 1/8 of a Lutz. It wasn't impressive. I thought I was expecting a lot more.
I hopped.
Thank God you said Lutz. That's all I got.
I hopped over the step over.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. So she's one of the big names, Tanya Harding, and I think one of the other big names is Adam Rippon from the last Olympics.
Right. Right.
That's a pretty big name.
The ice skater. Yeah. And then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. All right.
It's a triple axel, by the way.
A triple axel.
Okay.
What's the difference again, Wendy? I can never remember between the Lutz and the axel.
I think it's the way they land.
Is that what it is?
I think so. Or the way they take off. Or the way they spin.
Okay. Or we don't know, basically.
Could you do a triple klutz? Is that a possibility?
I would like to see somebody do that.
All right. So
I could probably only swing it.
I know who Adam Rippon is. I know who Tanya Harding is. I know, of course, who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is. And the other one I know is Johnny Damon. Former center fielder for the Boston Red Sox, but the other ones, I have no idea who they are. Can you help me with this?
Well, I can try.
All right. Jenna Johnson.
Yes, she's a
She can't be a dancer, because that'd be an unfair advantage.
Well, she will be a dancer now.
Right.
Hold on, let me see.
Jenna Johnson? Who's Jenna Johnson? Jenna Johnson is the professional dancer. She's dancing with Adam Rippon.
Oh, I see.
The second set of names there.
You got a little.
Yeah, Jenny Finch is softball, right?
Yes, she's softball.
Softball from here. Isn't she from the Chicago metro area?
Oh, that's right. She is.
She's got a new name, though. It's Jenny Finch Daigle.
Well, here's an idea. Maybe she got married.
All right. Softball players don't get married.
So here we go. All right. Arika Ogunbowale.
Who?
Arika Ogunbowale.
She's a basketball player.
Basketball player.
How do you know this, Mary?
Because they talked about it this morning.
But I'm a huge Dancing with the Stars freak.
Now, are you going to watch any more or any less because they're all athletes? Does it matter to you?
This is the best part, though. It's only on for 4 weeks this time. They've shortened it, but I have a feeling it's going to be on like 4 hours a night now.
It's usually on two times a week, right?
Yeah, it's usually 2 times a week. I just hope they don't make it more hours.
did they shorten it because they think maybe it being all athletes, it won't go the distance like it has in the past? Is that why?
Well, they should have the stamina, you would think.
Right.
If anybody's going to have the stamina, maybe they're busy
retired athletes or not athletes.
Chris Mazur?
He's
a luger.
Luger from the 1980 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, wait.
I don't even know how to say it. It's Mazdzer, so it's like Mazur.
Mazur. Jamie Anderson, who's that?
First top female snowboarder.
Okay. Who is Josh Norman?
Josh Norman.
Norm.
He's the quarterback.
He's the NFL cornerback.
The Redskins. Cornerback. Isn't he a cornerback for the Redskins, I want to say?
Mirai Nagasu. Who is that?
I think another...
It's Mirai, like the corn.
Oh,
that's Mirai.
Mirai.
Mirai. It's a girl figure skater.
Yeah, okay. It's another
from this last
skater.
Olympics.
There's three figure skaters. It's a little crazy.
Which is kind of weird because figure skating and dancing is
kind of similar.
It's like when the gymnasts perform. Yeah. They always do well.
Yeah. Right.
Mayor, are you looking forward to this any more or less than other years because it's all athletes?
I don't know. About the same. It's just getting kind of drab, actually.
Are you going to sneak in and put a bat in Tonya Harding's dressing room?
She's going to dance with a cane and then whack her partner with it. That's what she's going to do.
She's dancing with
not going to whack her own partner. She's going to get somebody else.
She's dancing with one of the nicest guys is Sasha. He's a real nice guy, too. Yeah. So she better be nice to Sasha.
Maybe that's to even everything out.
But don't you think people want to see her succeed despite everything that's happened in the past?
Maybe.
No.
When she started making the rounds for this movie,
well,
every
I think
time
they
she showed
keep
up,
her
people
on a
applauded.
Long time, though.
People love her.
Yeah, I mean, she did get a little, they had her at the Golden Globes for the Saitanya movie, you know, she was one of the guests there and everything. Although I still don't think that movie necessarily showed her in a great light.
No.
I felt sorry for her after seeing that movie.
Because of her mother.
Because of her mother.
Her mom should be on Dancing with the Stars.
I feel like the best mom of the world after watching her. In fact, I watched it with my 18-year-old and said, Michael, I could be way worse.
Yeah.
See?
You have Tonya Harding's mom.
Well, she's got to be dead. I mean, she was on oxygen.
No, she's not.
I don't think
You're
she is because
me.
I remember the lead up to that movie was how they couldn't find her for the movie. Because the producers of the movie and the writers interviewed everyone involved, except they couldn't find Tonya Harding's mom.
Wow.
And Michelle wants to jump in. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Love you guys.
Thanks, Michelle.
I just wanted to say that I think two things. The reason why they're shortening it and making it all athletes is because there's no Max, Val, or PETA, but they're off doing their own tour. So I think they know they're not going to have the votes and the viewership, maybe.
Oh. Max, Val, and those are all... They're dancers on the show.
And there's no Derek Huff either.
Where did he go?
No Derek.
Touring somewhere.
They're all busy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you could be right on that. Thank you so much,
Michelle. I bet she is.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break and then more television. This segment with Kurt Wagner is sponsored by WOW Internet TV Phone. Stick around for the WOW Moment of the Week. That's coming up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We're here with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Is there someplace we can read you today?
Oh, yeah. In the Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times. You've heard of it.
We've heard of the Chicago Sun-Times, sure.
It's online, and it's in print.
Yeah. What's your story there?
The story, I talked to the director, writer, and producer of this show called Aerial Cities, and it is a spinoff of another series called Aerial America, and in that one they went around to each state and filmed the state and things happening in the state from the air. No, in a helicopter.
Really?
And so this one they're doing the same thing, but they're getting specific on specific cities. So the Aerial City Chicago 24 is this Sunday on Smithsonian Channel, and it is a they spent 20. Well, it's a 24-hour look at Chicago from the air. So
one location, or
no,
they're moving
they fly
all over
around
the place.
Chicago. Yeah.
I wonder if Bill Murray is shown waving somewhere.
Oh, maybe
no, Billy Corgan.
I didn't see them.
Maybe,
but it's hard to. One of the things he said was that the show's really cool in that it shows all these things, and maybe we've seen some of them. The high rise, the skyline from the lake and stuff like that. But then they always find like these interesting other things.
Yeah.
And the show's just full of facts. They talk about the Great Fire. They talk about the sports teams. They talk about a lot of that stuff. They have this really cool thing, which I didn't know, was that the Hancock is built in a certain way that only real live humans can wash the windows.
What? I don't understand that. What
because
do you mean
on the inside?
That?
No, on the outside. So that's why they always have that scaffold thing going down, and those two guys are washing the windows.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And
isn't that how Isn't that how all buildings are?
Not all of them. Because like the Willis Tower is built so that a robot can come out of this little garage on top of the roof, and the robot goes down and washes the windows because that's a flat surface. The John Hancock, the way it's built, the support is on the outside, so all that framework is holding the building up, and so the windows sit inside of that, so you can't have this robot do it. So you had to have real live humans.
That's really cool.
And so they filmed these two guys cleaning it, and I wanted to get you their names just because I feel you know they're daredevil window cleaners.
They couldn't pay me enough money.
Felipe Berman
world.
And Efren Salas are the two guys that they filmed that they'll see in there. And so they have all these facts and figures and stats and all that stuff. But he said the most difficult thing is to humanize it. And so he tries to find people that are interesting. So he has those two guys. And then he also does a whole segment on the L system, the train system. Uh-huh. And so he filmed this CTA operator, Lachelle Jenkins, and he said it was really hard to see her face while she's standing outside.
Sure.
You know, her head's outside the engine room or whatever, and driving the train.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to show that. And then he shows these two 80-something-year-old twin sisters who have swim in Lake Michigan, have done it since they were 12 years old, every day that both their health and weather permits. They do a 2-mile swim in Lake Michigan.
My God.
And their names are Jenny and Julia Papilla. It's Italian. I don't know. But so he films them from above. They're filmed from above swimming. And he said, well, I didn't get to meet him because I'm always just in the air. But the producers did. But they find out all this interesting stuff. So they have this sort of game plan when they come here to film. And then he said things happen where they find things just because they're in there. Like they went to refuel in Gary, and they flew over this huge, what seemed like a huge auto dealership with just hundreds and thousands of cars, right? And he found out later that it's the place where, remember when Volkswagen had the whole cheating with the diesel engines, cheating thing?
Yeah.
It's all the cars Volkswagen had to buy back in this area.
And they keep them all in
and
there.
They keep them in part of the Gary Chicago International Airport. And so from the ground, I've seen that story in the papers here, and from the ground it looks like you just see cars, but you don't see them in the way that you do from the air, which is this giant car park, basically, is what it looks like.
So the show, Kurt, is called Aerial Cities, and this focuses on Chicago.
Yeah, I have to see this.
The Sundays Chicago
on the Smithsonian,
and they're
channel.
Doing six different cities. This is the second week of it. Last week they did Las Vegas.
All right, before we get to
wants to see that from above?
We want to see Chicago, Kurt. We live there. All right, before we get to the wow moment of the week, Roseanne has been a big hit, and other shows, X-Files was a hit, and Will and Grace is a hit. So now they're all looking at old shows and what they can bring back. And it looks like Mad About You is coming back with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt.
I just
read Helen Hunt an interview with her the other day saying that she and Paul Reiser are keeping in close contact and they're trying to figure out what would happen. But now here's the rub. And in the last episode of Mad About You, much like what happened in Will and Grace and Roseanne, they did a flash forward to what their lives would be like 20 years from now. And they said, we're afraid that we've already shown that now this new storyline would ruin that. But they changed the storyline in Will and Grace and in Roseanne, and nobody seemed to care.
Right.
You know, so you can do that, can't you?
You can totally
poetic license.
Yeah. Well, Roseanne, didn't they just pretend he was dreaming? At the beginning of the first episode, he woke up.
It worked.
Yeah. Will and Grace, I think they just ignored it.
They addressed it in a joke kind of a little bit, but just, you know, just went their own way.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
I mean, you know, it's TV. They can always do that.
Yeah. We'll buy into anything, won't we?
Right.
Especially if
it was one of your favorite shows.
Right. All right. What is this week's wow moment of the week?
Lost in Space.
Coming back.
It's a new one. A new version of the 1965 show.
Yeah.
Irwin Allen.
Yeah, he was the original producer.
And warning, Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Danger.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're right.
It is. I know. Danger.
Yeah, work on my repertoire.
And so, it's about this family, the Robinson family, who...
That's not the robot that cleans the Willis Tower, is it?
No, it isn't.
All right.
What are you talking about, robot?
It looks totally different.
Thank goodness.
But the new one has the same sort of dynamic. It's a family, but it's... You remember how the original was kind of campy?
Yes, very much
This one is not... This one is like a family drama, sort of. But the whole family can watch it. So it's yeah. sort of more serious, takes itself more seriously. There's funny moments in it and everything, but it takes, but it's a real story. And I think it is set up so that the whole family can watch together. Because the Robinson family has the mom, the dad, two sisters, and the little brother.
Will Robinson.
Yeah, Will Robinson.
And it was Judy Robinson and Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, I don't think it was Smokey.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But in this one, their jobs are more specific. Like the one, I don't know if it's Judy or the other one, I cannot remember, but one of them is a doctor because they actually had to train to go do this. Like in the original, you sort of can't tell that they have what their individual jobs are.
Right.
So in this one, they all had to train because they had to be a worthwhile part of the team.
Wow, we'd be in trouble if we had to be a worthwhile part of the team. We'd get kicked out
immediately.
Yeah, right.
And there's only two of us.
Right.
So, right. Well, what about Dr. Smith?
There's a twist.
There's a twist.
Yeah, there's twist,
Wendy. I know the twist.
There's and a big
the
twist.
Whole, the whole and setup, it's in the hair, maybe. Yeah.
This whole setup is a bit different here in that they were on a bigger ship in this one. In the original, it was just their ship taken off. In this one, there's a bigger ship. They're going to go colonize this planet a trillion, million, bajillion miles away. And something happens on the ship, which I will not talk about.
Okay.
And things go crazy. But in the original, Dr. Smith sort of went aboard and was going to do something to the robot.
Created trouble for the Robinson
and
family.
And he ended up getting stuck on the spaceship. And in this one, it is Parker Posey plays Dr. Smith.
Did you see that coming? I didn't.
But is she really Dr. Smith?
Oh.
Does she have the crazy eyes like the original Mr. Dr. Smith had?
She's much more. I mean, he was great, right?
Who was the actor?
Jonathan Harris.
Jonathan Harris.
He was great.
Yeah. And he was like the king of camp.
Right. He was great.
She's sort of more menacing and more, you know,
dangerous.
She's way more dangerous. In fact, I interviewed Maxwell Jenkins, who's a local kid, 12-year-old, who
plays Will Robinson.
Will Robinson.
Yeah.
And I said, who's scarier, the robot or Parker Posey? And he said, well, both of the real people who play them are great, but I would say that Dr. Smith is the scariest.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, so Lost in Space, the new version of Lost in Space premieres.
Today. On Netflix. Today on Netflix, 10 episodes, I think.
Excellent.
I'll be watching it.
And you recommend it. You like it. Okay.
And if you, my interview with Max is in the Sun Times, yesterday Sun Times, and it's also online for that, too. And it's really interesting because do you know what the Midnight Circus is in Chicago? Midnight Circus in the parks?
Yeah.
His parents own that and run it. He's the kid that you've seen on the Rolo Polo, I think it's called.
We talked to him. We talked to
his dad.
Because he said that he's going to be in the remake of Lost in Space. Yeah. I forgot all about that.
And Max played the young Will in Sense8, which also filmed part of its season here. He played the younger version of one of the characters.
Oh, good. He's having a good year.
Yeah.
Good couple of years. Kurt, thanks so much. Yep. We appreciate it. That's Kurt Wagner. His website, again, is tvshowpatrol.com. And on Twitter, it's @showpatrol. We'll be right back after this.